Thank you all for coming out this morning. I truly do appreciate it. Our family's been here for 3 years, just over 3 years, and we've had an opportunity to spend some time with Reveille 9. And want to share some stories, if I can, just briefly with regards to, I believe, the impact that Reveille has on this community. One of the first things that my wife and I see every morning when we walk down the stairs is a chalking of Reveille 1. And it hangs in the foyer at the Vice President's residence. And many of you know the photo, by the way. It's actually a chalking of a photo of Rev 1 sitting on the bed with one of the caps on. And it's the artist who did the original oil painting of that photo then actually did that as part of the jury to get the project. And so every morning we walk down the steps and we see Reveille 1. And it's a wonderful reminder of the traditions, the history, and the importance that Reveille as well plays on this campus. Over the years, last 3 years, we've had the real privilege of getting to know Reveille's handlers as well. And I'm going someplace with this thing because we have in front of us here Reveille's eight handlers. And what people don't see is what they see is they get to see Mia over here doing a great job with Rev 9 laying down. But what happens behind the scenes is very unique and what people don't see in the stories we hear. But Reveille becomes part of their family. And we see that as evidenced by family members of the handlers that are here. And over the course of the summertime, when the cadets are gone and the quad is empty, Reveille goes with the handler to their home. Wherever they're at, whether they're here, whether they're in state, they can be out of state. But the dog becomes theirs. And for that year and more, it really becomes part of the family. And so it's no small feat that, yeah, you jumped in front of the football player because that's your dog. And that's how each and every one of these young men and now young women as well addresses this. And how E2 emboldens that process as well throughout that experience for Reveille. One of the things that we were really blessed with as well is when Reveille 8 was with us and Reveille 9 was having a celebration of birthdays at the house. And to have all of E2 there and birthday cake and both dogs there. And it was that occasion where we really got to know Reveille 8. And she was a large dog too, by the way, in comparison, and very furry, and very friendly, and would just lay on our kitchen floor on the cool tile with us, and whether it was with the cadets, with us, with our sons, and she became very comfortable with us, and it was really a different experience because I think what people see is what the photographs see and what people line up for, but you get to sit there, and she was a dog, a majestic dog that made a tremendous impact. And she enjoyed being around the students and around the cadets. And you began to experience that when they were together as well. And the handlers would be out there and all of E2 would be there. And it was just a phenomenal experience to be able to see. The other piece I'd like to point out as well is the number of staff that are here as well. And I know Gunny Parker's hiding someplace back there with E2. But the Commandant, the Bulls, the cadre, they pour their hearts and souls into the mascot role as well to make sure that she's the representative that we've come to know and love. And that's an important feature that's there. We often talk about Reveille. Probably every week when the general and I meet, we get a chance, we talk about Reveille, how's she doing, the kind of events she's going to, and is she out there a lot? Is she out there too much? Is she being handled? But at the same time, is she being taken care of as an animal and as a dog? And it's this wonderful piece that we're able to do. But it really goes back to the handlers. And the handlers make the difference, I believe, in the whole mascot program here. And that doesn't happen in a lot of places. And so we're very fortunate that we have the Unity 2, we have the cadets, we have the mascot handlers, and we have their families that stand behind them to make a difference. And so on behalf of Texas A&M, I just want to say thank you all for the role you all played, the role you continue to play, and for being here with us this morning as well. And I know that you're committed to the mascot program, and you'll continue to be that way. And so we look forward to seeing you over the many, many years that are ahead of us. So thank you all very much for being here.